In this bulletin, Scott Morrison says there's no clear link between an arrest in Turkey and a potential attack at Gallipoli. Russian President Vladimir Putin meets the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for the first time. And in football, Manchester City beats Manchester United to go to the top of the English Premier League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Scott Morrison says there's no clear link between the arrest of a man in Turkey and a potential plot to disrupt Anzac Day services at Gallipoli. A 25-year-old Syrian national, who's believed to be a member of IS, was detained in an area about 3 hours from the Gallipoli Peninsula. It comes after Turkey banned its own citizens from attending the Anzac Day dawn service. Mr. Morrison has urged caution in overstating a possible link.
The reports that we are receiving are inconclusive about any link between that arrest and any possible planned event at Gallipoli itself. And in fact, to make that assumption would be, I think, making a very, very big assumption. And this is more of a routine thing that we've seen happen with Turkish authorities, and we could not say at all that there is any link between that arrest and any planned event at Gallipoli.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has urged Australians travelling overseas to exercise a high level of caution, but he says the situation should not deter Australians from attending Anzac Day services abroad.
This world should have no tolerance for violent extremism, violent Islamic extremism or violent extremism from any quarter. But what we can't let it do is discourage the marvellous tradition of young Australians, in particular, but Australians, travelling to the battlefields where Australians have fallen in previous conflicts.
The New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says Anzac Day serves as a reminder of people's common humanity, especially in the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attack in her own country last month. Ms. Ardern has spoken at the dawn service at the War Memorial Museum in New Zealand's largest city, Auckland. Ms. Ardern says Anzac Day should also be a reminder to recommit to simple bedrock values.
It reminds us of our shared humanity, something we've been reminded of again in the wake of the 15th of March. And so, as we come together on this day to remember, to commemorate, to give thanks to others, let us also recommit. Let us recommit to those simple values of freedom, democracy and peace, just as if we've never taken for granted the loss of life by those who served on our behalf, so too must we never take for granted these principles.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has met North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un for the first time. The pair met on an island near the Russian city of Vladivostok. The summit comes just months after discussions on denuclearization between Mr. Kim and the US President Donald Trump collapsed, finishing early with no agreement. The Liberal Party will be exchanging preferences with Clive Palmer after striking a deal to place the United Australia Party second or above Labor on ballot papers for both the lower and upper houses. Clive Palmer is running for a Senate spot, deciding not to contest the marginal seat of Herbert in North Queensland. A former rugby league player, Greg Dowling, will contest the seat for the United Australia Party. Pre-poll voting opens on Monday. In football, Manchester City remain in control of the English Premier League title race after defeating arch-rivals Manchester United 2-0. Second-half goals to Bernardo Silva and Leroy Sané were enough to give Manchester City victory. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer admits Manchester City have set the standard in English football, one his team are not yet up to.
They've set the standard. The last couple of seasons, they have been the best team in the country. And that's the challenge for us to get to. And we're clearly not there now. And I think that's for everyone to see.
In the other game in the Premier League, Arsenal lost away to Wolverhampton 3-1. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day, 29 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy at 19. A shower or two in Melbourne, 16. Hobart, showers easing, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 18. Wollongong, a sunny day and 23 degrees. Sydney, similar, 27. Newcastle, much the same, 28. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, a shower or two and 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.